Good morning. It's the KBOO News for Thursday, October 19th, 2006. A whole hour of news in just 30 minutes. I'm Jim Thompson.
And I'm Chris Andre. The Oregon DEQ is reconsidering Georgia-Pacific's pollution permit. President Bush has signed an order asserting that the U.S. has a right to deny adversaries access to space.
And in Iraq, gunmen in Ramadi say the city is joining a nascent sunny emirate. Portland area weather, rain this morning, decreasing later in the afternoon, temperatures in the mid-60s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, patchy drizzle, fog forming overnight, lows in the 40s. The Oregon Department of Environmental Quality will reconsider the pollution permit for Georgia-Pacific's pulp and paper mill in Toledo. It's the fifth time in 6 years the agency has done so. The permit, renewed in July, regulates the millions of gallons of discharge released daily into the ocean in Newport. Five environmental groups filed a petition with the agency last month. The DEQ's decision to further evaluate the permit triggers a likely year-long period of review and public comment. Pete Stauffer, Oregon Policy Coordinator of Surfrider Foundation, said, "We're really encouraged that DEQ has accepted our petition and hopeful that this will ultimately lead to a stronger permit to protect water quality on the Central Coast." Surfrider is one of the petitioners. Among the pages of concerns Surfrider raises, two chief issues are improving monitoring of the water at Nye Beach and identifying treatment alternatives for the wastewater coming from the plant. This from the Salem Statesman Journal.
Three of the 90 orcas that call Puget Sound home are missing and presumed dead. At least two had shown signs of starvation. Although it's fairly common for young orcas to perish, the deaths of three adults in or near their reproductive prime is worrisome. Researchers said it's also much more common for whales to die in the winter when food's scarce rather than in the usually abundant summer. One of the dead, a 12-year-old female known as Raven, leaves behind a still-nursing 4-month-old calf that's now likely not to survive. The three whale pods that frequent Puget Sound and the waters around the San Juan Islands have been slowly rebuilding since their numbers were greatly reduced by captures for aquariums in the 1960s and 70s. That practice was banned in 1977. But two other factors have combined to frustrate the rebuilding of the orca's population: a declining amount of their favorite food, salmon, and the continued buildup of industrial chemicals that affect reproduction and the immune system and are believed to make the orcas hungry and weak. This from the Seattle Post-Intelligencer.
The percentage of Oregon teachers considered to be highly qualified under federal law continues to inch up, passing the 91% mark in the 2005-2006 school year. That's an improvement over last year, when 90% of the state's teacher met the highly qualified criteria. But it's still not the 100% that it's supposed to be under the federal No Child Left Behind law, which mandated that by June of 2006, every public school teacher of a core academic subject needed to meet the, quote, highly qualified bar. In Oregon, to be considered highly qualified, a teacher must be fully licensed by the state, hold at least a bachelor's degree, and show they've mastered the subject they are assigned to teach, either by passing a test or by majoring in the topic. Oregon's not alone in not getting all of its teachers up to the highly qualified mark. The U.S. Department of Education announced last spring that every single state had missed the mark and would have to submit a new plan detailing how they plan to meet the requirement. Oregon was criticized for the higher numbers of poor and minority children taught by teachers who don't meet the highly qualified criteria.
Walmart stores will announce today that it's expanding a program offering $4 prescriptions for some generic drugs to 14 more states, including Oregon. This just 2 weeks after rolling out the low-cost program in Florida. Walmart says it would call news conferences in states from Vermont to Alaska, but declined to say what they're about, except that they involved, quote, a major new initiative for consumers, unquote. Walmart launched the program in what it called an effort to save working Americans money on health care. Critics said it was a stunt to draw in business and a grab for a bigger share of the drug market.
The family of a Portland man who died in police custody last month criticized the Multnomah County District Attorney's Office for failing to get an indictment of the three officers involved in the death. District Attorney Michael Schrunk defended his office's ability to investigate police, saying the county, unlike other jurisdictions, takes almost every death in police custody to a grand jury for review. The state medical examiner, Dr. Karen Gunson, cited blunt force chest trauma as the cause of death and wrote that the injuries were caused, quote, by another person or a fall. Mayor Tom Potter says he will set up a human relations commission in response to the death.
And we're going to now hear from Rory Cox of the Pacific Environment Race Coalition. Rory is joining us from the Bay Area, where he coordinates resistance to liquefied natural gas terminals on the West Coast. Rory, can you tell us where California is at on the question of LNG siting right now?
Sure. Well, let me just start by explaining the push for liquefied natural gas and why what happens in Oregon is so important. What happens in California is so important for Oregon. California uses the volume of natural gas that is we use as much natural gas as the 11 other western states combined. We use a huge amount of natural gas. And what's going on is that the industry is throwing up proposals up and down the West Coast from British Columbia to Mexico. There are about 12 proposals, but they're all being driven by the California market. The industry is basically throwing everything against the wall along the West Coast and waiting for something that will stick in terms of a community that will accept or at least not complain too much about having one of these proposals in their town. So we have about five proposals in California. You have about five up there in Oregon that are all in play right now. The one that is favored by the Schwarzenegger administration is one off the coast of Oxnard down in the Central Coast. And this is despite Schwarzenegger's support for clean energy and fighting greenhouse gases, he supports this terminal, which will produce 25 million tons greenhouse gases per year.
We and here in Oregon, I think we have four now proposed sites on the Columbia River, and environmentalists are very concerned about some of the consequences of siting such a terminal in a fragile ecosystem. What are some of the environmental concerns that, for example, people in Oxnard might have?
Sure, and I might add that you also have one proposed for Coos Bay in southern Oregon.
Yes.
And the environmental consequences, besides the further addiction to greenhouse gases that are to fossil fuels that this will foster, the environmental consequences for the Oxnard project, this would be out in the ocean about 15 miles, and this includes increased tanker traffic by very dangerous and polluting LNG tankers and tugboats. This includes an underwater pipeline that will also go through the town of Oxnard, a high-capacity gas pipeline. These things are polluting. They emit not only greenhouse gases, but also nitrous oxide that will pollute the air in the Los Angeles basin or wherever else it goes. So there's really a myriad of problems. There are marine impacts. There was a study done that will show that will affect the whales that migrate through the Central Coast region. It's really just another big fossil fuel infrastructure project, like lots of other fossil fuel infrastructure projects.
Thanks so much, Rory. We're just delighted to have you on the air this morning, and we would very much like it if you could join us again at some later date. Keep us posted on LNG siting developments in California. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I'd be glad to.
Appreciate your time.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you. Goodbye. And now, we here in Oregon, Greater Cascadia, are going to go over and check in with the membership room, see how we're doing, whether we've got some calls. We want to you there sitting in your kitchen, perhaps drinking coffee, to pick up the phone right now and call 503-232-8818 or 1-877-8818. 800-500-5266. Membership room, how are we doing?
Well, we're waiting for a phone call from a lucky listener who wants to become a lucky member of KBOO. And a basic membership in KBOO is only $40, friends. Think about that. That's peanuts or some other small snack food. The other thing is think about $10 a month as a membership. That's a sustaining membership. It's really easy to set up and do. It comes out of your bank account every month. But the first step you have to make after you decide to become a member, which should be right about now, I think, supporting the morning news, the first step is to go over to your telephone and punch in these numbers if you're in the Portland metro area. 503-232-8818. I was giving the wrong number there. Whoa. Or if you're outside the local dialing area, it's a free call at 1-877-500-5266. You know, Chris, I was watching a show on OPB last night, Bill Moyer's show, talking about the consolidation of media and the internet, and it was just scary to me to see what's happening. And if you are out listening out there and appreciate the fact that KBOO is an independent media source where you can get unfiltered news, unfettered by commercials and corporate interests, then you need to really step up to the plate here and become a member and support this station, because, quite frankly, I'm worried. There are not very many independent media sources in this country.
Well, we are independent of corporate money, actually, but we are dependent upon individuals like you out there who make the difference, who stand up and say, I don't want to have my radio stations and my TV stations, my newspapers, I don't want it controlled by just a handful of people.
That's right.
Who are dictating the whole discourse, political discourse in this country, if any. I mean, the amount of actual news coverage has been steadily decreasing. I think we're all aware of that. That's why you, the listener, are tuning to KBOO, because here we don't, you know, lard the programming with stories about, I don't know, babies falling down wells, which of course is sad. But nonetheless, call us 503-232-8818. Or 1-877-500-5266. We are the voice of Greater Cascadia. We have people like Rory Cox of the Pacific Environment on the air live in the morning speaking directly to you. He got up early. He's in the Bay Area. And he took time out to talk with us and let us know how the siting of liquefied natural gas facilities in California affects us here in Oregon, why we really are all, you know, part of this greater idea of Cascadia. If you're a citizen of Cascadia, you owe it to yourself and you owe it to your community to invest in KBOO, your community radio station, your voice of Cascadia. 503-232-8818 or 1-877-500-5266. We need to get back to the news right now, so how are we doing, in fact?
It is quiet.
It's quiet.
It's all quiet on the southeastern front.
It's a thunderous silence, and you are the one individual who could stand up and break the silence and, you know, speak truth to power by calling us. 503-232-8818 or 1-877-500-5266. And now we're going to go back to the news. Jim?
Back to the news. President Bush has signed an order asserting the United States' right to deny adversaries access to space for hostile purposes. Bush also said the United States would oppose the development of treaties or other restrictions that seek to prohibit or limit access to or use of space. The provisions were contained in the first revision of U.S. space policy in nearly 10 years. Bush's order, signed more than a month ago, was not publicly announced, although unclassified details of his decision were posted on the website of the Office of Science and Technology Policy. The policy says that space systems should have rights of passage without interference, and that the United States would view any deliberate interference with its space systems as an infringement on its rights. The White House said the policy does not call for the development or deployment of weapons in space. He said the United States maintains the right of self-defense and the protection of its interests and assets in space. This from the Washington Post.
The Israel lobby has recently begun strategizing how to influence the Hispanic vote in the United States. already $760 billion powerhouse consumer market, the Hispanic share of U.S. voters will reach 8.6% this year. Hispanics accounted for 50% of the U.S. population between 2000 and 2004, but only 10% of the increase in the total votes cast. In the event of amnesty or other citizenship initiatives for undocumented immigrants, this section of voters will become even more significant as population gains translate into voting power. Understanding and influencing the Hispanic vote will soon attract additional resources from many special interest groups. The Israel Lobby, or AIPAC, clearly sees Hispanic voters as a new and largely untapped force in American politics in need of leadership harnessed to the American-Israeli Public Affairs Committee's foreign policy issue framework. AIPAC's focus on the Hispanic community dovetails with an unprecedented opportunity for Spanish-language media to outreach to shareholders of Univision Communications, the leading Spanish-language broadcaster in the United States, voted to sell the company last week to a group of private equity firms. The deal was signed even though a higher bid from Mexican TV giant Grupo Televisa was still on the table. This from the BBC.
Four soldiers from the U.S. Army's 101st Airborne Division will be court-martialed for the alleged rape of an Iraqi girl and the murder of her family, and two will face the death penalty. The charges against the Fort Campbell soldiers stem from rape and murder of a 14-year-old Qasim al-Janabi in her family's home in Momadia, about 20 miles south of Baghdad. A case that sparked international outrage and added more fuel to claims of abuse by U.S. forces in Iraq. The charges came as the military announced that a total of 8 soldiers would be court-martialed, with the 4 others to be tried in a separate court-martial on charges of murdering Iraqi prisoners in northern Iraq's Salahuddin province during a raid on a village.
A website is claiming that 7 NFL football stadiums will be hit with radiological dirty bombs this weekend. The government expressed doubts about the threat. The warning was part of an ongoing internet conversation titled, quote, "New Attack on America, Be Afraid," unquote. It mentioned NFL stadiums in New York, Miami, Atlanta, Seattle, Houston, Oakland, and Cleveland, where games are scheduled for this weekend. Department of Homeland Security alerted authorities and stadium owners in those cities, as well as the NFL, of the web message, but said the threat was being viewed with strong skepticism. The officials at the NCAA, which oversees college athletics, said they too had been notified. Jim?
In Brooklyn, a grand jury voted to bring additional charges to an alleged scheme to plunder corpses and sell the body parts for profit. The new indictment adds allegations involving funeral homes in New York City and Rochester, New York. Among the looted bodies was that of Masterpiece Theater host Alistair Cook, who died in 2004. Prosecutors allege Michael Mastro Marino, a former oral surgeon, and 3 other men secretly removed skin, bone, and other parts from hundreds of bodies from funeral homes without the permission of families. He allegedly made millions of dollars selling the tissue to biomedical companies that supply material for procedures including dental implants and hip replacements. Mastro Marino has been charged with body stealing, unlawful dissection, and forgery. All of the defendants pleaded not guilty and are free on bail. Prosecutors have said they unearthed evidence that death certificates and other paperwork were falsified.
Using grammar rules alongside test tubes, biologists may have found a promising new way to fight nasty bacteria, including drug-resistant microbes and anthrax. Studying a potent type of bacteria fighters found in nature called antimicrobial peptides, biologists found that they seem to follow rules of order and placement that are similar to simple grammar laws. Using those new grammar-like rules for how these antimicrobial peptides work, scientists created 40 new artificial bacteria fighters. Nearly half of those new germ fighters vanquished a variety of bacteria, and 2 of them beat anthrax. This potentially creates not just a new type of weapon against hard-to-fight germs, but a way to keep churning out new and different microbe attackers so that when bacteria evolve new defenses against one drug, doctors won't be stymied. Using grammar as their guide, scientists could easily produce tens of thousands of new bacteria fighters and test them for use as future drugs.
Officials at an elementary school south of Boston have banned kids from playing tag, touch football, or any other unsupervised chase game during recess, for fear they'll get hurt and hold the school liable. While there is no district-wide ban on contact sports during recess, local rules have been cropping up. Several school administrators around Attleboro took aim at dodgeball a few years ago, saying it was exclusionary and dangerous. Elementary schools in Cheyenne, Wyoming, and Spokane, Washington, also recently banned tag during recess. A suburban Charleston, South Carolina school outlawed all unsupervised contact sports. And good morning. It is time for you to call that magic number. And do you know what it is?
503-232-8818. We're outside of the immediate area code. It's toll-free, 1-877-500-5266.
I'm hoping that everybody has that number memorized by now. And if you don't, that's okay, because we'll remind you again. And the reason we remind you over and over is because we really need you to call, and we really need you to your support. You know how important this is. I know you know, because you're listening. Every morning at this time of day, we work hard and we scour the internet, the wire services, and we find the stories that are meaningful. And we work them out and we bring them to you. So we do your work for you. You know, it's a matter of research.
Oh, I heard a phone ring. Thank you very much. That's one person who decided that as one person, as an individual, they had a responsibility to themselves and to their community to stand up for Radio Free Cascadia, take a stand against corporate interests, and make their voice and their money, for that matter, count. You're not really, when you become a member of KBOO, it means a great deal more than simply money changing hands. It's an investment. You're investing in yourself, in your community. It's like taking money out of one pocket and putting it in the other. Money's not going anywhere. It's just transformed into a different kind of energy. It's transformed into the power of radio to reach out to minds all across the countryside and make a difference, to be an active, positive force for change. And that can only happen when you, as an individual, decide that you are going to become a member. You're going to increase your membership, or you are going to renew your membership by calling 503-232-8818 or 1-877-500-5266. Now is the time. If not now, when? This is the most critical time for you to make that decision, to take that action. You want to do something positive for your community? You want to consider yourself a political activist? If you're a smart, informed, intelligent person who dares to question the powers that be, now is the time for you to call that number, 503-232-8818. Or 1-877-500-5266. That's a toll-free number, 1-877-500-5266. Go ahead and call. You've got nothing to lose. You've got everything to gain. Jim.
That's right. Actually, I'm Brian back here. I'm in the phone room, and I want to thank Ron from Portland, who called up and renewed his membership. Thank you very much. I have a couple of thank you gifts to sweeten the pot a little bit, as we say here. For a $75 minimum pledge, we can get you a brand new book $90 pledge, brand new book from Amy Goodman, Static, it's called, and her brother, David Goodman, have written this book. It's a wonderful book, a follow-up to The Exception to the Rulers.
I want to read it.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. It's a synthesis of their radio interviews and commentary with secondary sources on charged issues that the corporate media too often overlook, like all the time. Then another book for a $75 pledge, The Great Turning by David Corton, a wonderful, wonderful read. Both of these books could be yours, but the only way you can get these as a thank you gift is to call 503-232-8818 or 1-877-500-5266. Support independent media. Support local media. We're right here. We're in your neighborhood. We are your neighbors, helping produce and make news happen with our volunteer efforts. So we want you to support us the best way that you can, which means calling 503-232-8818 or 1-877-500-5266 and becoming a member of KBOO right now.
If not now, when? That's exactly what I want to know. When are you going to make that difference? When are you going to stand up and say, yes, This is important programming. It's important that these voices are heard. If we aren't here, there are a lot of people who would not have a voice in the community.
It just wouldn't happen.
Another person said, I don't want to feel alone. I want to be part of a community. I want to make a difference. It's a matter of where your priorities are. It's a matter of who you are and how you see your world. Smart people, intelligent people who do have serious questions that they would like to ask of the powers that be. This is how you do it. This is where you go. This is how it works. And if not now, when? Now is the time. My headphones ringing back there, and I must say, I cannot thank you enough. And welcome to KABU. Come down, have some breakfast with us. See how this whole thing works. See how we get the news on the air every day. 503-232-8818 or 1-877-500-5266. We need to get back to the news really quickly now. Perhaps we can have one more person, one more call. You be that person, be the individual that says, okay, that's it. I've had enough. I'm becoming a member of KABU right now because I care. I have self-respect and I am a responsible, intelligent person. I'm going to make that call right now. 503-232-8818 or 1-877-500-5266. Can we get back to the news now? Yes, we can. Jim.
Is it time? Who's next?
Jim.
Saudi Arabia says it opposes a new law that would divide Iraq into federal regions, while the beleaguered Iraqi government dismissed over 3,000 officers and deployed troops into a town, reeling from a four-day sectarian bloodbath. Meanwhile, British Prime Minister Tony Blair vowed to keep British troops in Iraq until their, quote, job is done, rejecting claims their presence fueled extremism at home and abroad. Iraq's parliament approved last week a law that allows for the country's 18 provinces to join federal regions. Prominent Iraqi clerics from both the Shiite and Sunni communities are scheduled to meet today and tomorrow in Mecca to work out a deal to stop the sectarian bloodshed in Iraq. King Abdullah met Saturday with the clerics in the whole Islamic holy city of Mecca. He urged them to seek an end to violence. This from the Daily Star out of Lebanon.
Dozens of Al-Qaeda-linked gunmen took to the streets of Ramadi yesterday in a show of force to announce the city was joining an Islamic state comprising Iraq's mostly Sunni Arab provinces. Witnesses in Ramadi said gunmen dressed in white marched through the city as mosque loudspeakers broadcast the statement by the Mujahideen Shura Council, a Sunni militant group led by Al-Qaeda in Iraq. The group often claims responsibility for attacks against U.S.-led forces and the Shiite-led government in Baghdad. Last week, the Mujahideen Council announced the formation of a Mutabin coalition to step up the fight against U.S.-led forces and urged Sunni Muslim tribal leaders to join. The coalition called for a separate Islamic state to protect, quote, to protect our religion and our people, to prevent strife, and so that the blood and sacrifices of your martyrs are not lost, unquote. This from Reuters.
Defense attorneys focused on a Halloween toga party at the Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq as they tried to establish who was in charge when detainees there were abused. The attorneys representing Lieutenant Colonel Stephen Jordan said Colonel Thomas Pappas, then commander of the 205th Military Intelligence Brigade, resided at Abu Ghraib. Pappas was directly in charge of an interrogation center at the complex when he attended the costume party in 2003. Johnson, the highest-ranking officer charged with crimes at the prison, was nominally the center's director. The defense contends that he was not responsible for the forced nudity and intimidation by dogs that some Abu Ghraib prisoners endured. The court is deciding whether Jordan should be court-martialed for any of the 12 torture and abuse charges he faces. The timing of Jordan's responsibilities at Abu Ghraib is important because four of his alleged offenses are said to have occurred between September 17th and December 24th of 2003, when he was supposedly in charge of a newly created centralized interrogation center. Defense witness Major Mike Thompson said that within a week of Jordan's arrival in mid-September, word came down that Pappas was in charge of the center. The center was created as part of the reorganization aimed at extracting better intelligence about the growing insurgency in Iraq. And this has been the KBOO Morning News for Thursday, October 19th. Thanks for listening, and thanks for becoming a member and supporting KBOO. You make all the difference. Today's editor is Chris Andre. Our engineer is Steve. Kathleen Stevenson is the KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Jim Thompson.
And I'm Chris Andre. We clear the air at 90.7 FM in Portland, in Corvallis at 100.7 FM on translator K264AA. Hood River at 91.9 FM, translator K220HR.
Portland area weather, fog this morning, partly cloudy, then mostly clear the afternoon. Temperatures in the 60s. Tonight, partly cloudy, chance of rain. Temperatures in the high 30s to mid 40s.
You can be a part of this. You can volunteer at KBOO and come into the KBOO Morning Newsroom, see how we do it, learn new skills, have lots of fun, pick up the phone, call Kathleen Stevenson at 503-231-8032, extension 202, or email her at amnews@kboo.org.